Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. We have a special announcement to make. This Sunday evening, the Morrison Sisters will be with us in concert. If you enjoy Southern Gospel music, you won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, January 22nd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, here's the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier to continue our study through the book of Revelation.
I spend a lot of time in the middle of the week because a lot of things happens in the middle of the week. Satan's cast down out of heaven. He chases the people of Israel. While he's chasing the people of Israel, the Antichrist at least receives a wound unto death. He's resurrected. At least people think he's resurrected, whichever the side of the argument you is whichever side of your own, you know. Satan enters into him. The Antichrist enters into the temple, declares himself to be God. Are you following? That's the abomination of desolation. A lot is taking place during this time. 1200, now on your chart, let's continue on. I wanted to finish this. Another 1260 days take place. If you read, and we did, as you read through the rest of the book of the Revelation, you again see these times. 1260 days, 42 months, 3.5 years, time, times, and half times. And that is referred to the second half now of the tribulation. We got 42 months on the front end. We got 42 months on the back end. We got 1260 days on the front end. We got 1260 days on the back end. Are you following? You're with me?
Yeah.
It's very important to understand this, okay? And then, turn me to Revelation 19. That's the next thing on your chart. Verse number 11, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. There's a difference between the translation and revelation. A period of at least 7 years. 7 years plus whatever between the translation and the tribulation, there's a period of time. Remember, we talked about that. The translation does not start the tribulation. In other words, the rapture. It does not start Daniel's 70th week. Daniel's 70th week begins when Satan signs that covenant, what we read about in the book of Daniel chapter number 9. There's a space in between, and if you notice, I put it on your chart, I believe that's when the battle of Gog and Magog, that first battle, takes place from the translation and the tribulation. In between is that battle of Gog and Magog that we find about in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We get to the revelation of Jesus Christ. I believe it's exactly 1260 days. That's why these days are important. Now, we're not to look for the days. No man knoweth his coming. No man. Don't try to date his coming. But during this tribulation, there's going to be some people who's going to read and understand. And they're going to know exactly the time when these things are taking place. It's like, remember when the Babylonians were in captivity. Jeremiah and them knew exactly how long they would be in captivity. How did they know? How did he know? Because they're recorded in God's word in the past. And he knew how long they were going to be in captivity. Same thing here. Are y'all following? Some of y'all look like I have no idea. We went through this, okay? All right. He comes in the Revelation at exactly the right moment. Because the Antichrist has gathered the armies and he's finally going to, he's gathered up the armies of the nation and he's going to come up, him and that false prophet, against the nation of Israel, specifically in Jerusalem. And just when he goes into Jerusalem, the Bible tells us in Zechariah, he's in Jerusalem and he's ruining Jerusalem. And just about when time to overthrow Jerusalem, Jesus comes right on time. Not a day too late, not a day too early. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he slays the Antichrist. It's the battle of Armageddon. He slays the Antichrist and the false prophet and all that vast army that's in that valley of Megiddo that Danny and him will be going to see. Did you go there, Ken, when you didn't go there? You did more important things than the tourist thing, I understand. But anyway, for us tourists, it's a neat place to go. There in that great valley, The Bible tells us the blood of horses and of man will flow to the horse's bridle. I believe that literally. Have some folk that believe it's lava. Lava. You know, that's the blood, the red blood is lava. Well, it's pretty hard when you get a bunch of, because it talks about the supper of the great God. Remember, we looked at that, where all the fowl of the air come to feast upon the flesh of men and of animals during this battle of Armageddon, feast on their blood. It's pretty hard to eat bloody animals and people when they're covered in lava and they're burnt up. Take it very literally, that the buzzards and the fowl of the earth will come in the battle of Armageddon and just supper the great God. Have a note in my Bible about that in Revelation 19. You will either be eating or you will be eaten. It's another play on words about the marriage supper of the Lamb and other things. But you'll be eaten if you're in that battle of Armageddon. So we see that he takes Satan, the Antichrist, in Revelation chapter number 19 and casts them into the lake of fire. They're the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. They do not go to hell. There's a difference between hell and the lake of fire. Right now, hell is a temporary place of the doomed and the damned. I hear people all the time, preach it all the time, and about going to hell for eternity. It's good preaching, it just ain't so. People aren't going to live in hell for eternity. Matter of fact, we read in Revelation chapter 20 that death and hell was lifted up, and they all stood, talking about unbelievers, and they stood. Turn me to Revelation 20. You're in Revelation 19, just verse number 10. Again, this is at the revelation. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I'm sorry, this is at the end of the millennium. I'm jumping ahead. At the end of the millennium, we see that death and hell. Let's see, verse number 13. And the sea gave up the dead that which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Something worse than going to hell. What is it, preacher? It's standing before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. You are judged and you're thrown into the lake of fire where you will spend eternity forever and forever. At least you'll get some kind of reprieve out of hell. Are you following? Because you'll be standing before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. You won't be in hell burning and suffering. I don't know how long this is going to take place. The Bible does not say. But obviously they come out of hell. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? No. He brings them out of hell. They've been there since the time of Cain. Stands before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. He casts them into the lake of fire. And this is at the millennium. Let me back up. At the revelation, Jesus throws Satan, the false prophet, into the lake of fire. And then turn with me to Matthew chapter number 25. We have the judgment of the living nations. Matthew chapter number 25, I should have marked it in my Bible. These are people who survived the tribulation period, saved people and lost people, believers, unbelievers. In Matthew chapter number 25, verse number 32. And before him, now this is the judgment of living nations. This is after he comes in the revelation. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And you see, you read the rest of it. The saved people enter into the kingdom, into the millennium. The lost people, the unbelievers, are cast into hell, waiting to be judged at the great white throne judgment. Okay, so that takes place. These are living people who survived the tribulation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.